This morning's sermon thinks about and notes many of the teachings that Jesus gives in that gospel reading from Luke chapter 11. To start, I begin with verse 21 and 22 and reread them. But when a strong man fully armed guards his own palace, his goods are safe. But when one stronger than he attacks him and overcomes him, he takes away his armor in which he trusted and divides his spoil. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. If you use the Luther devotions this week, you'll notice Luther has all kinds of comments on this gospel reading about Jesus' victory over evil and the power of Satan, yet Jesus overcomes Satan. And also looking at this passage, and we need to think a little bit about the reality of the evil one and the defeat of the evil one, I thought of this hymn. I don't know how often we sing it in this congregation, not since I've been here. But I don't know if you noticed in the bulletin, that hymn is hymn 666. That was purposely done by the hymn committee when this hymnal, everybody, 666, oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no. And the hymn, we're going to talk about Jesus defeating the devil on hymn 666. And what that was done specifically. If you want to look at the sermon notes, I'll give you the little answers to fill in if you like. The devil is real. The reality of the evil one. The evil one is not a myth. If anybody would say there's no such thing as Satan or an evil spirit or evil spirits, then okay, go and argue with Jesus about it. He is the one who faced off Satan directly in three temptations in the desert at the beginning of his ministry. He is the one who cast out many demons. He is the one who gave us teachings about the devil. He, as the Son of God, saw Adam and Eve fall in the first sin, in the first lie of lies of Satan. So, as Christians who follow God's word in the Bible, there is no doubt that there is Satan and the evil one. And continuing there in that first point, it's not just supernatural works. You know, there's movies and things like this, and sometimes they're based in a true story about a true possession by the devil, but oftentimes these are just made-up stories, fiction about this or that. And it's not just about supernatural works, but this is the main thing. The evil one is a rejection of God's goodness. The rejection of goodness, whether that is truth, or beauty, or the arrangement of God has made us, or our relationships to one another. Whatever is good in life, the evil one is against God's goodness. And so the evil one and evil becomes in many forms. Just think. Adam and Eve in the garden. Everything is holy and perfect. No bad thoughts, just perfect love and relationship. And how did the devil spoil that and tempt Adam and Eve? Just with lies. Not with a miracle, not with some fantastic, scary thing. Just lies against God's word. Oh, you will not die. God knows as if you eat of that fruit, you will live and you will become like God. Lies ruined the whole thing. So the forms of evil that tempt us or come against us can be in many ways, can be subtle lies, can be ways to have us doubt God or to break relationships or to covet things in our minds and hearts, or violent acts, many, many different things besides possession and things like that that may happen. In the second point there, the defeat of the evil one focuses on the saving of souls. This is key and crucial. God has mercy on our souls, and that's what he wants us to save. The defeat of the evil one focuses on the saving of souls. Listen to this. The night before Jesus died, as Jesus was talking about how they would betray him, and he's talking to his disciples, Jesus said to Peter, "Simon, Simon, behold, Satan demanded to have you, but I have prayed for you that your faith may not fail. And when you have turned again, strengthen your brothers." Peter said to him, "Lord, I am ready to go with you to prison and to death." Jesus said, "I tell you, Peter, the rooster will not crow this day until you deny three times that you know me." Jesus said to Peter, "Satan has demanded to have you." That's not a myth. That's not a small thing. Satan wanted Peter in hell forever. But Jesus says, "I have prayed for you that he may not sift you, that he may not have you, sift you like wheat." Jesus wants Peter's faith not to fail. He knows Peter is going to deny him three times. But he does not want Peter to completely fall away forever. Jesus' whole concern for Peter is that in the end he would believe, despite sins. In the end, Peter's soul would be saved. And secondly, Peter said, "I prayed for you," or Jesus said, "I have prayed for you that your faith may not fail, and when you have turned again, strengthen your brothers." The second thing is to strengthen one another. That we would not go to hell. That Peter would believe, that we would believe. That is God's number one thing, whatever that takes. And secondly, that we would strengthen one another in the faith. Those two things. A horror movie about Satan and demons and whatever, those things aren't talking about Jesus praying for them, wanting their souls to be saved, and then strengthening one another, which means the Christian life. This is what Jesus is concerned about. Because the Satan is attacking his people left and right, and he wants their faith to remain strong so they get to heaven and that they may strengthen one another. That's the focus of Christ. That's the focus of Jesus for Peter. He did not say, "Peter, you're going to be a victorious, famous, rich guy forever and ever. Amen." No, Peter was rich and was poor and hounded down. And by church history, it's not in the scriptures, but he was hung on a cross upside down and died. And I will say, I correct myself, because Peter, in John, Jesus says to Peter, "They will lead you where you do not want to go." Jesus cares about our souls and that we are saved. And that's what he fights for. We may have certain blessings in life or certain struggles in life. We may have certain challenges, certain good things, certain bad things. But what Jesus' primary thing is to get us into heaven. That's what he cares about. The third point. The victory of Jesus Christ is over sin, death, and the devil. Over and over, this is taught in Scripture. When Jesus died on the cross and rose victoriously, when he said, "It is finished," on the cross, his work to forgive sins was done. His Resurrection is defeating death, and the devil is defeated. If someone would tell us or try to convince us that there is no such thing as a Satan or the demons or evil ones attacking us, then I ask, why did Jesus die? Did he die for nothing because those are all myths anyways? No, he died because these are real. Our sins are real. Death is real. And the devil and the evil demons are real. And he needed to defeat all of them for us so that we might be God's people and live with him forever in heaven. As Christians, we are wary and we are forewarned of the devil and the demons. Well, we should not tamper and play around with stuff that belongs to them because we belong to Christ. I once described, and this table makes it impossible to come out to show you, I'm going to come around because I want to show you something. When I taught about Satan, and we taught about Satan and the evil one in Ghana, where people regularly get possessed, and they want to get possessed in their traditional beliefs and things like that, and we talked to the church leaders and the members of the church in Ghana, we know that we don't play around with Satan. You see, what did God say Jesus would do in Genesis chapter 3? That the seed, the descendant of Eve, would step on the Satan's head, right? Step on the Satan's head. And that's what Jesus does. He steps on Satan's head. And Satan and Jesus can keep Satan. That's it. You stay there. You're there. We don't have to be afraid of Satan. He's stepping on his head. However, yet in our time, in our lives, Satan is still yet trying to get followers, trying to get people. So Jesus for us is stepping on Satan's head, and Satan with a foot on his head saying, come here, close. I'm not dangerous. Come here, come here. And he's under Jesus' foot for us Christians. Come here, Christian. It's okay. It's safe. And so if we play around with evil things, it's like putting, oh, it's safe. I can put my finger in his mouth. Jesus protects us. But if we would fool around with Satan, we're putting our finger in the mouth of the snake that does not have to bother us. That does not have to bother us. And since in the area there were poisonous snakes all over the place, it was pretty vivid. But you understand, we are protected. Jesus' foot is on the evil one. Now, but we don't want to have any, and he's going to lie. The evil one will lie to us and try to get us. Or some will say there is no devil, there is no evil one. Don't worry about it. Run away from that person. If any preacher or teacher tells you there is no Satan and no evil one, run away from that person. Because what did Jesus come for? To step on Satan's head, to give us forgiveness and life. He died for us. Let's pray here. Dear Father in heaven, we give you thanks and praise that you sent your Son Jesus, the promised descendant of Eve, who loved all people so much, who even loved Peter, who he knew would deny him, loved Peter to pray for his soul, that his faith would not fail and that he would strengthen his brother. Heavenly Father, also keep us safe. Keep our faith from failing. Keep us steadfast against the evil one with the protection and victory of Jesus. And help us strengthen one another as well, so that all together we may be your children and be in your kingdom forever. In the name of Jesus we pray, amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.